This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Our beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, we are on the 19th night of Ramadan and very, very close now to that last 10 days, just a day or two. And then our last 10 nights will begin. And we said these are the holiest 10 nights of the year. I know, I can feel it. All of us, we're getting tired now. Ramadan is taking its toll on us. But that's when Allah has put that best of it at the end, so that we have to push ourselves to get the best. And we said, one accepted Laylatul Qadr is enough for a lifetime. Enough rewards for a lifetime. So whatever you have left in the tank, let Allah, we ask Allah to grant us the strength to be consistent in this ibadah, that we spend every moment that we can in these last week and a half of Ramadan for Allah's pleasure. Ameen. We spoke about the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. We began. Nabi Musa finds himself on a journey along with his apprentice Yusha ibn Nun, and they are searching for this man who Allah said has knowledge that you don't have. And Musa alayhi salam is getting frustrated. It's not easy. He's fatigued, he's searching, and he's going, walking along the coast looking for this man. And it makes us think, I was reminded that our youngsters are busy with exams right now. It's not easy. Pursuing knowledge is never ever going to be easy. We said that yesterday, we repeated that so many times. Knowledge is the one blessing Allah does not give away for free. You can never ever get knowledge for free. There's never going to be a time where you can just put a USB in your head and download your information. It's not going to happen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that if you want to get knowledge, you have to sacrifice something. There's a trade-off. You can get anything else for free. Power, wealth, beauty. You can get it for free, but not knowledge. So you need to work hard. Even the Anbiya, when they received the revelation from Allah, they had to sacrifice something. So Musa is looking for knowledge, and therefore he has to go through this long journey to find this teacher, to find a teacher who is going to teach him. We mentioned also along with him, he had this boy Yusha. Yusha bin Nun, all he had to do was keep this fish and inform Nabi Musa once this fish came alive, and even that he forgot. And it's a message to our youngsters. You are busy learning knowledge in school or varsity. You might not see the end objective. It might seem like irrelevant information. But we said this young boy will grow up to liberate Palestine one day. So every class that you take, it might feel like, what am I doing carrying the bags, the luggage? What am I doing carrying the smelly old dead fish? But this is your tarbiyah. This is your steps you learning until you get to the level of one day, may Allah bless that in your generation, our generation, we get to liberate Palestine. So once Nabi Musa alayhi salam asks Yusha, where's our lunch? And Yusha tells him, Sheikh, I forgot that the fish woke up, yesterday already. I completely forgot. Shaitan made me forget. And that's not a proper excuse. And in your exam, you can't write that as well. Shaitan made me forget. But Yusha is a young boy, young man. He says, Shaitan made me forget. But the fish was all the way back there. We passed it long time ago. So Allah says, فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ قَصَصًا. قَصَصًا, قَصَ means two. It means two things. Qasasa means steps, literally. And qisas is are stories. So Allah is saying they had to retrace their step by step. Another thing, why did Allah allow them to pass the point that they had to reach Khidr, the teacher? They got to the spot, they went further, and then they had to re-come back. Shows you again, knowledge, you have to do revision all the time. That you will go over that information, but you need to come back a second time. And only once you go through the second, third, fourth time, will you finally reach the objective. So one of the things about learning. So they traced their steps all the way back. فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. Allah says, and there they found a slave from amongst my slaves. آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً. We gave him a special kind of mercy. مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِّنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. And we also gave him a very special kind of knowledge. This man, of course, we know from the... Who is this man? His name isn't mentioned in the Quran, but there's a hadith about him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said he is called Al-Khidr. His name isn't Khidr. Al-Khidr comes from Khudra. Akhdar means green. Akhdar, the color Akhdar, green is Akhdar. And either it could be because he wore a green cloak, or some scholars have even said wherever he went to, the ground, the vegetation would grow. And there are many, many stories about Khidr. Most of it are exaggerations. And I'll mention some of them, for example. There are two schools of thought here. There's one school of thought, and this is usually the predominant one, that they say Khidr is a wali of the awliya of Allah, and he was given some kind of mystical hidden knowledge. And Allah sends a Nabi to learn from this wali. Another group, and this is the scholarly opinion, is that he was a Nabi of Allah. And it's not so strange because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many anbiya. Look, in the time of Nabi Musa, you had Musa and Harun. You had different prophets all over the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, وَعَلَّمْنَا, we gave Khidr مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, we gave him a special kind of knowledge. And Allah spoke to Khidr, this means that he's a Nabi. The fact that Allah gave him wahi, he's a prophet of Allah. And some people have exaggerated. I mean, subhanAllah, one of the strangest things I've heard is that one person told me, you know, Musa was told to meet Khidr at the place where the two seas meet. That is here in Cape Town, at Cape Point. And that's why we shake hands here in Cape Town. There's this funny kind of handshake, you know. I don't know if brothers are laughing, you know what I mean? They say, because Khidr is around here somewhere. He lives forever, and his thumb bone is not there, so you'll feel it. And is that true? Have people heard this? Not that, yes, they've heard this wife. So of course, it's not part of our Sharia. It's we beyond that. Just listen to this hadith. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if Musa was alive today, he would come to me now because he'd have to follow this Quran. So meaning, if Khidr was alive in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would have come and he would have submitted to the Quran. Also, the Prophet, peace be upon him, once said to the Sahaba, look at the moon. And he said, you know, I tell you, within 100 years from now, none of us, no one on earth today will be alive in 100 years from now. Meaning, everyone, within 100 years, every single person would die. So Khidr alayhi salam, the most clear understanding is that he was a Nabi of Allah. And the fact that Allah says that it's the place where two oceans meet. So yes, there was a physical spot, but it's also the meeting of an ocean, Musa. And another Nabi, Khidr. These are two oceans meeting one another. That's actually what we're talking about here. These two great oceans. So Nabi Musa finds this man dressed in a green cloak sitting there on the bank of the sea. So Musa says, قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى. Musa said to him, Musa said to him, Assalamu alaikum. Peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And this man gets a shock. And he says, and how do you know about Assalamu alaikum? This area, there's no Muslims living here. Who taught you about Assalamu alaikum? So Musa says, I am Musa, the son of Imran. And Khidr says, Musa of Bani Israel? That Musa? The famous Musa? So Khidr knew about Musa, but Musa never, alayhi salam, didn't know of Khidr. And this shows you that Musa, in reality, we know, is of a higher station than Khidr, alayhi salam. Musa is of the, in the Quran, Allah mentions the five greatest anbiya. Nabi Musa is one of that five. Khidr, alayhi salam, is not one of those five. Yes, Khidr has some special knowledge Musa doesn't have. Without a doubt, Musa, alayhi salam, is of a higher level. So Khidr knows who he is. And Khidr wasn't, Allah did not tell him, Musa is going to meet you. So he was quite surprised. What are you doing here? Also beautiful, it shows that Assalamu alaikum, this greeting, is something universal. The Jews even today, Shalom, Shalom, Assalamu alaikum. That from where did this greeting start? When Adam alayhi salam was created in Jannah, and he was created, the first thing he saw were a group of angels. He must know who they were, what they were. So Allah says, go and speak to them. Tell them, Assalamu alaikum. Allah taught Nabi Adam, the first thing he taught Nabi Adam, say to them, peace and the mercy of Allah be upon you. And when Adam said that to the angels, they responded, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Allah said, this will be the greeting for you and your offspring until the day of Qiyamah. This greeting of peace be upon you. Even the other thing, these things called movies, which I know none of you watch, but there is this things called movies, and even in these movies, when they meet aliens, they will say, we come in peace, right? Peace be with you. That this is the universal greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. All the anbiya use that. So Musa now introduces himself, and so Musa says to Khidr, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمْنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. Musa asked Khidr, may I basically please follow you? Can I just spend time with you so that you can teach me something of that knowledge which you have been taught by Allah? Look at the humility of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. That this man, without a doubt, you know, Nabi Musa overall is a great Nabi, but he's saying, please give me an opportunity to follow you so I can learn from you. Khidr says the response, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِي مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. I don't think so. No, you are not going to have patience with me. You will not have patience with me. Now, Khidr doesn't know the unseen, but Khidr alayhi salam can already tell, and we know from Nabi Musa's character, Nabi Musa doesn't have patience with injustice. And he's very quick to respond to do justice. We know from, as a young man already, when he saw there was something wrong, he gets involved. He's not someone that can sit on the sidelines, he must get involved. So Khidr says, look, I don't think you have the ability to be patient with me. Right? I don't think this, you can follow me and have patience with me. It also shows us here, Khidr is also testing Nabi Musa's resolve. How serious are you? And Khidr goes on, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ مَا لَمْ تُحِدْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. And how can you have patience about a thing which you do not know? That studying and learning, going into the unknown is very, very difficult. Allah is already telling you, even for a Nabi of Allah, and the greatest of the Anbiya, learning is not easy. It is not easy. So when you're sitting now studying, whether it's in your exams, in primary school, high school, this journey of learning will always be difficult. It's always going to be hard. And even Musa, Khidr is saying, I don't think you're ready for this kind of learning. So Musa says, قَالَ سَتَجِنُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْصِيَ لَكَ أَمْرًا. Musa says that inshaAllah you'll find me patient. He's not saying I'm going to be patient. He says, I make dua, Allah will make me patient. I know, and meaning Musa also identifies, look, I can also be someone that loses my patience very quickly. InshaAllah, I'll be patient. وَلَا أَعْصِيَ لَكَ أَمْرًا. But I promise you, I will not disobey you. So I will try my best with the permission of Allah and the help of Allah. I will be patient, but I will not disobey you. Also in the surah, remember Allah told the Prophet, peace be upon him, say inshaAllah, do not say I'm going to do something in the future. And Allah says, look, even Musa spoke like this. That this is another universal phrase that everyone said from the beginning of time. When the Anbiya spoke, they said inshaAllah. So Allah will make me patient, but I promise you, I will not disobey you. So then Khidr says, قَالَ. Okay, Khidr says, فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي. If you want to follow me, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. But if you want to follow me, do not ask me a single thing until I tell you of it myself. Until I speak of it, mention it to you myself. One rule, don't ask me anything. It's a very difficult rule that Khidr is putting on Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And again, if we go back to the theme of the surah, how did the surah come down? The Bani Israel asked the Prophet ﷺ not beneficial questions, questions to judge, questions to test. And throughout the surah, Allah says they debate and argue without knowledge. So Allah is teaching the Prophet, peace be upon him, that even Musa had to go through this where he was told, don't ask questions. There are time for questions and there are time to just sit and learn. Just sit and learn. So we ask this thing now, when should we ask questions and when should we not ask questions? We ask questions when it will benefit us, when there's something of benefit, not just to ask for the sake of asking. So when Allah says, they debate with each other, who was the dog, how many were they in this cave, does it make a difference if they're 4, 5, 6, 7, does that make a difference? Why argue over that? But if you want to ask of benefit, then it's worth asking a question. So now, alhamdulillah, Musa agrees, okay, I'm not going to ask you anything. I will follow you and I won't question you. I will wait till you speak to me. فَانْطَلَقَا. So the two of them moved on. What happened to Yusha? He stayed behind. Basically saying, look, this is a higher grade class now. This is a PhD class. You can't come with. Shame. He went all the way. He's also excited to meet this man. And he had to sit behind and said, look, this is not for you. This is now a senior class between two Anbiya. You need to wait here for Musa alayhi salam. So he had to sit and wait. فَانْطَلَقَ. The two of them, Musa and Khidr, went. حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا. So they're on the coast, remember, and they need to cross over the coast, and a little boat comes by. A little boat comes by, a ship comes by, and they apparently recognize Khidr. Look, this is a pious man. So they said, look, Sheikh, you can come on the boat, and we'll give you a free ride. So they're sitting on the boat, and this is in the hadith. And while they're sitting on the boat, Musa and Khidr alayhi salam, a bird flies to the, you know, on the side of the boat. It dips its beak into the water, the river, and it pulls its beak out, and there's a drop of water on its beak. And Khidr says to Musa alayhi salam, look at that bird. You have knowledge which I don't have, and I have knowledge that you don't have. But my knowledge and your knowledge together is less than that drop of water taken out of this river compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge which Allah has. That's Allah's knowledge. Our knowledge together is less than how much that bird diminished from this river. So they're sitting there, and then Khidr goes downstairs in the bottom of the boat. Musa follows him, and he says, so when they got on the boat, the Khidr began to break the boat. He began to cut a hole, pull out the planks of the boat, and water started to gush into the boat. قَالَ. Musa now says out of shock, أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُخْرِكَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدَ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. Have you damaged the boat in order to drown its people? You have committed a sin. You've done something evil. And again, Musa doesn't say, look, as we said, Musa's character is so quick to jump into the assistance of people. He doesn't say, man, what's wrong with you? We're going to die. We're on the boat also. He says, the people, they were so nice to us. You've damaged their boat. They're going to drown. What's wrong with you? How could you do this? Right? How could you do this? So the boat has now been damaged. qala, now Khidr says, qala, alam akul innaka lan tastati ma'a sabra? Did I not say, you won't be able to have patience with me? Didn't I tell you that? So Musa says, qala la tu'akhidhani. Okay, so maaf. Don't hold me to account. Don't blame me. Bima nasitu, I forgot. So he made the same sin like Yusha. I also forgot. وَلَا تُرْهِكَنِي أَنْ أَمْرِي أُسْرَى. And be not hard upon me for my faith. Don't make it even more difficult on me. Look, this thing is a bit difficult thing. It's against my... I'm a Nabi. It's my job. When I see people doing wrong, I need to stop them. So I completely forgot. You know, my second nature of me, I made a mistake. Sorry. Maaf for that. So Khidr says, I'm going to nod. He said, okay. One, strike one. فَانْطَلَقَى. So now they disembark from the boat. حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَ غُلَامًا. So now they're on the coast again, on the other side. And a bunch of boys are playing. And they meet, and a little boy, not even teenage, not mukallaf, this is maybe a 5-6 years old boy, comes towards Khidr, غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَهُ. So Khidr snaps his neck. Khidr killed this little boy. Now Musa didn't forget his promise. Now Musa can't hold back. Musa says, قَالَ أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. Have you killed an innocent, pure person that has not done anything wrong? لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. You have caused a huge, a monstrous thing. You've done something really, really evil. How could you do this? Musa knew his promise. But it's a side note here. Yes, when we sign up to learn, we follow the rules of our teachers. But this does not mean we take our brains and throw it out the window. When our teachers tell us something or they do something which seems out of odds, we need to step in and say, Sheikh. And this is not only for obviously Islamic knowledge, mostly Islamic knowledge, importantly Islamic knowledge, but even your secular knowledge, with respect, you need to say, look, that doesn't make sense. I can't agree with you on this, respectfully. So now Khidr says, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَكُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتِي مَعَ صَبْرًا. There's an extra laka here. Khidr says, did I not say to you, that you can't be patient with me? So Khidr is the... Actually, when I look at this dialogue, it looks like Khidr is the one that has a problem with patience, right? He's very, very harsh with Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So did I not tell you that you will not be patient with me? قَالَ. Nabi Musa says, إِن سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي قَدَ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا. So now Nabi Musa alayhi salam feels pressure. Now he's like feeling under stress. Okay, he says, okay, fine. If I ask you anything else, if I break the rules, I broke the rule twice now. If I break it again after that, then you don't have to accompany me. You don't have to be my companion. قَدَ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي أُذْرًا. You have an excuse from me. Now you've got my permission that you can separate from me. So inshallah, we'll continue the story of Khidr and Musa tomorrow, inshallah. We remind tonight, alhamdulillah, is of course our quiz results, but we first go through our question of yesterday. We said, which Nabi stopped the sun? Which Nabi caused the sun to stop? Nabi Yusha, this young boy that's following Nabi Musa, that got holding the fish, that got parked there while the two big chefs went on, he would one day grow up to stop the sun and liberate Palestine, alhamdulillah. Question this evening, night number 19. What's like number 19? Which color is Khidr associated with? His name Khidr comes from a certain color. What color is it? White, blue, green, or yellow? Easy one. So which color is Khidr associated with? This question is on our website, burhanul.org.za. And we will do our prize giving, inshallah, this evening. We also, this afternoon, did our Battle of Badr lecture. That will be, it is being distributed, inshallah, and you can find it online. If you want to join the mailing list, 084-222-1308. Fitra 40 Rand, Fidya 10 Rand. And we, so alhamdulillah, we've got these bags. Ah, it was cooler bags last time. Now it's an actual nice haversack with the word FBI on it. Not Federal Bureau of Investigation. From Burhanul Islam, mashallah. From Burhanul Islam. Lovely. FBI from Burhanul Islam. I think that's what it also means in America, right? From Burhanul Islam. No. Monday, tomorrow evening, even though officially the last 10 nights starts with the 21st night, which is Tuesday night, we will, just to get us in the mode of things, we're going to start, inshallah, tomorrow evening with our Qiyamul Layl from 9:30 to about 10 o'clock, 8 rakahs. So please join us. So let's do our quiz. So first we're going to do for those who are here. So these are the... Okay, I'm going to pull up the box. Is again one male, one female. Two women, two men, and the online one. Separate. Okay, so we're handing out 6 prizes. Oh, mashallah. All right, the first one, Siraj Sali. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Okay, so Siraj Salih, so two men, two women. Abu Talib's family is just taking all the favoritism, nepotism, huh? Abu Dhamim, is he, yeah? Okay, oh, okay, okay, no, not yet. Rugaya, Isa, okay, oh, MashaAllah, Rugaya is MashaAllah, yeah? Okay, good, Alhamdulillah, okay, it's good. Two more. Ilham Khalfan. Ilham, not here. Oh, okay, inshallah. Ismail, did you win yet? Yeah. Not yet. Oh, are you handing in? Hassan Asma. Hassan Asma. Ah, okay, Ismail, you. Ismail, you won. Ismail, you won. Alhamdulillah. Ismail, you won. Okay, cell phones off. Okay, yes, your prize is Mazakullah Khair. Sister Wahida Friedrichs. Yeah? No. Oh, we're going to have a problem now. Oh, Wahida of Friedrichs again. Oh, subhanAllah. She enters a lot, but we're not. Yeah. Oh, okay. If we can't find anything, what do we do? Keep going until we get to someone. Fatima Arifdin, please. She won already? Oh, so she won already, so now. Okay, no. Siraj Sali again. Ikra White? Oh, but sorry, it's for ladies only upstairs. I wasn't sure if Ikra is a man's name or a lady's name. Maaf for that. No. Where's all the sisters? I think we need to put a box for just sisters next week, so now. Fakhri, no. Imran. No. The sisters, I don't know, are you entering? Who's that there? I really am looking, guys. I really am looking. We're going to leave. This is going to be a long night. Nasreen Basir, please. Rukaya Hamildin. Not here. Who is here? Like it. Okay, again. No, subhanAllah, I don't know how long this is going to take. Fadla Adams, Alhamdulillah. Fadla is here. Yeah, mashallah, we've done that. All right, so we've got our thing now for the online. We're going to check from the online, from our lucky, let's see. And the winner is Amina in one. Amina, I don't know, because there's a sister Amina who entered online. She's one, I think. Latifa Musa, she's one as well. So Alhamdulillah. Alright, Alhamdulillah. So that's our prizes. We will continue inshallah tomorrow. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.